Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the stations of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Good morning. Today, the 27th of December, 2 days after Christmas. Why are you still dressed in the Santa outfit?
Yeah, I just can't let it go. I'm sorry.
The beard? Is the beard itchy?
Yeah, Pam shaved me in the night.
Oh, okay. Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And so what's the weather look like, buddy?
Well, you know, as you can look out your door and realize that a big storm has come in. So what we've got today...
The weather rock seems to be wet.
Yeah, it's good, and that's good for us, and it's not going to stop. So today they're saying a 90% chance of rain. Well, that's an obvious thing. That's going to continue with a 50% chance tomorrow on Tuesday. And low tomorrow is going to be 37. So we'll have some snow in the upper elevations. Then on to Wednesday, it's a 30%, might be a little bit cloudy. And then the rest of the week, it's going to be increasing, 70 and 100% chance of rain on Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
Wet, 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 which is good.
The horses in the covered arena then.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't take her out and ride.
In the mud, huh?
No. And then one of the rings, my favorite ring, is got a little bit of a drainage problem.
Oh, brother.
So Casey, the owner, is out there with a hoe, and he has to, you know, I mean, because there's a ditch, and he feels, you know, he keeps pulling, you know, he keeps clearing the ditch so it can run out, but it's not all aimed in that direction, you know, so some of it comes out, most of it comes out, but then you have this water in there.
How does it affect their hooves when they're
it's good. Going well, it's good mud? For them. Unless they're standing in mud all the time, and it's, you know, kind of softens them up. You just got to make sure you keep them cleaned out.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it doesn't, you know, they don't get thrush growing in there and all that. During the wet times, you really got to watch it. And there's different solutions you can put on the hooves to keep keep thrush out, which we do. But then, and you watch horses, even when they've got a stall, but they've got a turnout, they'll walk outside and stand out there for a while, and then they come back in. It's kind of like, I think I'm just going to get wet for a while, then I'm going to walk back in the stall and poop. I'm going to have to go down there today and probably clean out a ton. So,
you guys do that every day, right?
Most every day, at least every other day. Okay, so what's weather look like? Oh, you just told me. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned business. They treat their customers like warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. So how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was wonderful. We have, we have 6 children and 12 grandchildren, and a good majority of them came down the street to our son's house. There are all the kids. There was the dogs, and a good time was had by all. We fired up the old 1942 tractor. We got it going. We ran it around the farm, and, there was games for the kids, and it was just, I think it really met their dreams for the little ones. It was pretty fun. And then, of course, I have wonderful son and son-in-laws who only buy good quality micro-brew beer. I haven't had to buy a beer of my own in probably a year, Carl. I've been drinking my kids' beer for almost a year. That's the mark, for me, the pinnacle of being a father or father-in-law.
It works for you, though, right?
No, shout out to that's Joey and Mark and Brian and Mikey. They're all great guys. Love to go out and shoot skeet after the meal and stuff. They're pretty fun.
Well, what is it? IPAs?
Oh yeah, I mean they got everything. They're into everything. They like flavored beers but they just,
you know what IPA means, though, right?
You know, I don't know.
I'm peeing again.
Oh brother, well that's true enough on that one.
Well, good. I'm glad you
How about you? What did you guys do?
Well, we went down to Sacramento like we always do, and we stay at Linda's parents' house on Christmas Eve, have dinner, and the next day we went a little bit later over to her brother's house, and her brother has four kids and three grandkids.
Oh, wow.
So that's June and Tom's great-grandkids, and they are... we have dinner over there. My sister sends a ham to Linda and I, but she knows we take it down with us, too, for the family dinner.
Meaning a ham in the mail?
Or yeah, sends us a ham, one of those honey-baked hams. And so we take it down, and we all eat, and it's kind of like they're there.
That's fun, yeah. Yeah.
And we take photos and send it back to them. And they had a great Christmas with all their kids. And so, yeah, it was nice. I mean, the little kids, though, they have like three Christmases.
Yeah, sure they do. They have the night before. They maybe open something.
You got two sets of grandparents. And so look, they get it from one side, and then they get it from the other side. I mean, it becomes with all the, you know, all the aunts and uncles, it kind of becomes a present frenzy. So, I mean, at a certain point, how many toys can you give kids?
Well, they think you can give them quite a few, but you know.
Well, Jonas, the oldest, who was like six, said, "You know, I have too many toys," and this was a perfect learning time. But I didn't get a chance to tell him. But why don't you take some of your old toys and give them to kids who don't have toys? And I don't know if he would have. You know, I think he would have captured that. He's the more cerebral. His little brother, like four, is built like the linebacker, and his favorite toy is the dump truck.
Oh yeah,
the model of the Volkswagen Bug. You know, the one of the Vanagon.
Oh sure,
he loved that, and he has this other little yellow thing. You know, like a bulldozer or a skip loader. He played with those. That's all he played with.
Like, you know, those toys that we saw when you did the live remote.
Oh my gosh.
Also,
they great?
They were great. I sent that T-shirt that I got there that day to Texas, and it arrived and went to our youngest grandchild, Silas.
What was it, Kubota?
It said, you know, I love tractors and skip loaders, and what he calls them, because he's from Texas, got an accent already, he calls them beep, bleep, bleep, bleeps. Also, on Friday night, we went to Axiom Theater's closing of A Christmas Story.
Oh, how was that? It was great.
It was those two boys that played Ralphie and his brother. Oh, my God.
Couldn't shoot yourself in the eye.
Yeah. It was a wonderful production. It was amazing. And they just had great singers. The whole evening was wonderful.
Well, we watched that, at least part of it, mm-hmm. You know, The Christmas Story, when they go up to Santa.
Yeah.
You remember that when he goes up to Santa and he forgets and he has to climb back up and he wants a red rider, bat, 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 bat. And Santa Claus says, "You'll shoot your eye out."
And he slides down. Get out of here, kid.
Did you know that there is the house that they used to film this Christmas Story? And I can't even begin to tell you where it is. You have to look it up. It's a museum. And
really?
You can go in there, and they got the leg lamp. They got a Red Ryder BB gun in a case. No, it's great. It's you just have to look it up. Christmas Story Museum.
I wonder where that's at. I'd like to check.
Yeah,
out.
Well,
check
we have the internet. Yeah.
You know, my Pam threw out my leg lamp. My adult children bought me one of those leg lamps about 10 years ago.
How long did it last?
It lasted probably less than a day or two. And she's just like the woman in the show. She said, "You're not going to put that in the living room." And so I put it out in the music studio. And then after probably a week, I came in and I didn't notice it, but it was gone. And I went back into the storage room, and there it was, back in the corner.
I thought it was tastefully done.
Yeah. It was a sad. Then eventually it disappeared completely. Really. So it was just...
Wait a minute.
I mean,
should I
gone.
Check back in the storage room here at the station?
Yeah.
Do you think it's in there? Did you? Kinda, I would put it out for Christmas. Are you kidding?
I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. I felt so slighted.
You know that Santa Claus we have that moves. It is just really a weird Santa Claus because it comes up and it, you know, when it senses, it's got a sensor on it and it starts just moving and singing. And it's got his little hands out like that, right?
That's
well,
weird.
He's goosed people as they come through. Your Santa just touched me inappropriately. Uh-oh. Don't stand next to him.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is Redding's own premier dish retailer, and it has been for over 30 years. Go call the 800 number. I see a commercial for the 800 number. I call it an 800 number, not for B&T, because I only call them directly, for something. And let me tell you, I explained what happened to the young lady that was on, and it was just too hard. And she said, in an accent, I have to get my supervisor. I went, that's fine. Just put me on hold. And I thought, and then the supervisor comes on and had an accent, but not as much. And her supervisor did understand what I was saying. So, but don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. Talk to somebody right here in town. And I guarantee you, Doug Tooley takes care of his customers. He's got so many great deals going on. And Dish works so well. It works so well for us, and it has been for the last, 12 years. But you get it through B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
It's a good-as gold bonanza. Our birthright, the name card right, the Ponderosa Ranch. Right along, four men strong together. We here for long and standing strong. Wrong ain't got a chance. Day by day, work or play, ready side by side. Hello, friend, come on in. The gate is open wide. Bound to be a fighting free bonanza.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He got fired.
Welcome back. Nick Adams played Johnny Yuma. Died early of a heart attack, I believe. And that was what? Johnny Cash sang it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, I scored again from Four Winds Jewelry.
What? Tell me.
Linda really liked this old Zuni Pawn ring and a bracelet and earrings, and they were part out of Leonard's private collection, and they gave me a good price on them, and so when it's a lot easier if you know your wife likes it for something like that.
Now, how do you, tell me about the private collection. I'm not getting that.
Well, he collects Indian, Native American jewelry.
Oh,
and have you ever heard of Old Pawn?
Yeah.
Well, and he has some of that. And so, and then he's got some that's newer. And this was Zuni jewelry by a guy named, Darnell or something like that, a Zuni. He designs jewelry. He makes it. He makes it out of mother of pearl and turquoise and coral, red coral, and silver. And he does beautiful work. But he's got a whole bunch of stuff that he has. And if, when you walk into the shop, you've got some right in front, which is really good Native American jewelry. But his is over on the right-hand side. And if you're looking for something, because he keeps some stuff in the safe, if you're looking for something specific, just ask him. And they will pull it out and show it to you. So, the Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and such great people, Rebecca and Henry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And I think that sale is still going on through the end of the year. 20% off.
That's a good deal.
Well, yeah. It's not bad at all. Okay. what am I into now? Okay. You know, I went through this last week. Rand Paul's Festivus, and I talked about what Festivus was, which, of course, came out of Seinfeld, and, you know, it's minimums, and that's when you tell everybody at the table what bothers you about them, the Costanza family. So he calls it this. Meanwhile, he's gone through the budget, you know, this trillion-dollar budget we signed. Okay, so let's get into, I think I got into some of these last week. So I'm not going to even, well, I might mention a couple of how they shot cocaine in the puppies.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't want to hear that. NIH spent $2.3 million in injecting puppies with cocaine. All right. Okay. DOD was in this today, this also. A special inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction report revealed that the Department of Defense spent roughly $28 million on forest pattern camouflage uniforms to use in the deserts of Afghanistan. It was later found that the camouflage uniforms were not based on an evaluation of its appropriateness.
green out there.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of green instead of the brown. They've got both kinds. I don't know what happened. DOD spends roughly $200,000 on Starbucks espresso machines. But hey, when you're on patrol and you need a cup of coffee, there you go. You've got that espresso machine.
What is it, plug into the cigarette lighter in a Humvee or something? Yeah,
I'm sure it must be back in the, I can tell you where it's not at. It's not in the forward operating bases. This is for back in the, areas where the, rear echelon people are, probably. Now, when I had coffee on patrol, Lance Corporal Wakely, who loved coffee, he had himself a little squad stove, and every time we stopped for longer than 10 minutes, that thing was burning. And the coffee you'd take out of the old sea rats and then into the MREs, I mean, the coffee, it said coffee. It said it right on it, coffee. But when you opened it up, you had to crumble it into the hot water. And then you added the cream and sugar, which was also hard. And then he'd make that up and he'd, you know, here you go, sir, here's some coffee. And I'd take like two sips because I was trying to be polite. Sometimes three, depending on how cold it was. And I'd give it back to him, and he'd just glug it down. And then he'd pack up everything, and off we go. He was ready, though. If I said, okay, let's move, he would dump it out, take the hot cup and stick it in his pack and the squat stove. Off we go. Okay, $2.1 million, the NIH, National Institute for Health. They spent $2.1 million on encouraging Ethiopians to wear shoes. Now, 2.3, I already told you about that. $1.1 million on training mice to binge drink alcohol.
This is through the military?
No, this is the National Institute of Health.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's good to know.
They said over 519,000 using mice to study racial aggression. 3 million dollars watching hamsters fight on steroids. It wasn't that much. It was only $187,000 on a grant verifying that kids love their pets. The pet grant went to Kent State University, which used the funds to apparently verify that the relationship between pets and children is beneficial to mental health. I think I could have told him that.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer on that one.
Hey, you know what? For $1.5 million, I would have gone to Ethiopia and tried to convince people to wear shoes.
Yeah, you take a cargo ship
saved,
full of Nikes.
Not Nikes. Nikes are built with slave labor.
Oh, man.
In my opinion. Okay, where else? $689,000 studying the romance between parrots. And a $200,000 radio campaign telling drivers to stop at railroad crossings. I want part of that. We want part of that. Let's go to the DOT and say, hey, we want to run that about stopping, because we have railroads coming through our town. We need that one. So, it's just some of the things.
Well, we didn't always have crossing gates here in Reading, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They were used to kill a lot of people, so.
Broward County, Florida, spent $140 million in COVID-19 relief funds to construct a luxury hotel and spa. And believe it or not, here's one. Wisconsin School District spent $1.6 million in COVID relief money to upgrade turf fields. We're getting ready to use ours to build a jail. But I can understand, you know, if they don't have a jail problem, but their football fields and their soccer fields are gone, we're just going to use to upgrade the fields. More than $31.5 million in COVID-19 relief funds were used to purchase luxury cars. And my favorite, the NSF, National Science Foundation, I'm not sure, spends $675,000 to compare ant and human brain development.
Yeah, that's the National Science Foundation. You got it right.
Yep. Wow. Well, I'm just, how do we get on that list?
That's a good question, Carl.
I'm going to talk, you know what, I'm talking to LaMoffa on this. I would talk to Feinstein, but I'm not sure she'd understand. I'm going to Congressman LaMoffa and say, I want my part of this. I want you to make sure that you direct part of this money for the DOT to advertising on our station about people stopping at the gates of a railroad.
Well, in their defense, the football field is not a bad idea.
That I've got to keep them off the streets. I don't have a problem with that one, you know, because, you know, if the turf's bad and it's for the schools, you know, kids can get injured on those things if the turf's bad and, you know.
Getting them to play football keeps them off the streets, right?
Or soccer.
So you don't need a jail.
Football, soccer.
Yeah.
Could be anything out there. Could be baseball. Who knows? Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone, if you've not been to Cornerstone, you need to go down there and talk to the people. Why? Because they are local. They, local board of directors, Matt Mosley runs it. He's been around town. He's a kid that's been around town for a long time doing a lot of good things. They got four branches to serve you. One in, Red Bluff at Riverside Way. Two right here in town one on California Street and one on, Hartnell Avenue in the main branch. And they just opened up their fourth branch on Ventura Street in Anderson. We bank with Cornerstone. We're very happy with that. And to learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com or just go on down there and tell them you're interested. You know, they give a lot of business loans and all types of things. They're very supportive of the community. We'll be right back.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning here on the 27th of December, and it's 52 degrees out there, and the weather rock is wet, so I assume it's raining, or it's going to be raining this week, which is great. But even though it's raining, I know you're not thinking about this, but it's going to stop raining, and your car is going to be, car, truck is going to be dirty. Head on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. They're on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Stay in your car. It comes out sparkling, sparkling, and they wipe it down with a fresh, clean towel. You know what? You feel good after your car and truck goes through there. What can I say? And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. Okay. How do you feel about drones flying through the air? Got any problems with that?
Yeah, we do, actually. A few months ago, we had a drone hovering in the front yard and backyard of my son's house. And
did he take it down?
He wasn't there. He would have, you know. But his wife, our daughter-in-law, went out there, and it was actually hovering right above her and the kids. It had, I think, it was probably a PG&E drone, but the guy was just fooling around, you know, spying on people. And we followed the complaint, and you know, they stopped doing it. And then I don't know if it was connected to that, I found the drone in my yard laying in the bushes.
Well, maybe it wasn't PG&E. Maybe
I'm not sure. Yeah. This is an expensive one, too, like an $8,000 drone.
Did you keep it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because Walmart has launched a drone delivery service for customers in Florida, Texas, and Arizona as the grocery chain expands its delivery operations. Customers in Dallas, Phoenix, Tampa, and Orlando areas are able to have the same-day delivery via drone for packages up to 10 pounds. And it's going to be deliver up to 10 pounds of items within 30 minutes for $3.99. They want to expand drone delivery to 4 million homes in Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, and Virginia by the end of 2023. Certified pilots will use the drones to deliver the products within FAA guidelines. And this has become, the push for drone delivery comes on as online grocery shopping has more than doubled since the start of the COVID pandemic. Now, I'm sure that with the FAA regulations, they can only fly so high. And imagine this. Imagine having 50 drones in the air, which you could do if you have that, you know, it may not be that many, but let's just say 50. Flying packages all over town.
Who coordinates? I mean, like, you need air traffic control for that?
Yeah, you do. You got to fly by the FAA regulations. So they've got to keep, you know, so much space in between them and, you know, height differences. Like, say one's flying at 100 feet up in the air or 200 feet up in the air. I'm sure there's minimums. And then there's another one can't be in the same altitude within 2 minutes of it. You know, just might run into each other. So they're going to have their own operations center there, keeping track of everything. Now, FAA, I don't think, you know, drops down to control those. But there's going to be all these regs. But still, having drones deliver things comes to your front door and drops it off, drops it down, and it leaves. You know, is there automatically a phone call to your cell phone that says, we delivered, and off it goes.
And is it able to fly like under your porch and put it right by your door? Is
well,
that
it could.
The driveway.
It could. It could come. You know, I mean, you can. Those drones, you know, they come down and, you know, move over to your front door and drop it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Or what about the ones though that fail? And you get hit with a 10-pound grocery bag from 300 feet up in the air. It was an accident, you know, and they probably got that built in into the insurance, I'm sure. Or
yeah, liability insurance. How was he damaged by a can of soup?
Oh, gosh. You know,
that's only the beginning. You know, they're going to have drone taxi service in London coming up shortly.
Drone or
drone. They're big self-driving, big four-prop jobs that hold a person that flies to your door, picks you up, and takes you to your destination.
Yeah, I'll be in that one right away. Okay. And right here in California, you know, we talk about bail reform, right? And it appears that a gentleman that was released under a celebrity-backed bail reform group has been forced to shut down after being sued for releasing a dangerous criminal who tried to murder a waiter in a Las Vegas restaurant. The bail project, supporters include Danny Glover, John Legend, and Richard Branson, posted the $3,000 bail needed to spring the burglary suspect in December 2021. 6 days later, he shot a waiter 11 times at the Chinatown restaurant where the young man worked. And the announcement of the closure was reported in early December. The group saying the operations were discontinued due to restructuring. And this guy has been sentenced 7 to 18 years for the shooting. Yep. Hey, let's just go to no bail. Yeah. See how that works for you. Nobody. Okay, did you watch football? Did you watch football?
Yeah, I don't, actually. I'm sorry. I was playing music almost every night and just too tired to watch anything.
I was watching Tom Brady play the Arizona Cardinals. And Brady was just having a bad day. I mean, he got intercepted twice. And it just wasn't – and the Arizona Cardinals were ahead of him. And I just, you know, I turned it off because I had other things to do. Well, it appears that the GOAT came back and won the game. So it was a big, you know, big comeback. And I missed it. What happens is everybody else is leading their divisions by, you know, games. You got, you know, 13-2 winners, 12-3, 2-12-3s, and then you've got the Southern Division that Brady's in, and they're 7-7. So that tells you how bad everybody else is in that division.
I thought he retired, Carl.
He retired for I think about 20 days. Said, nope, I'm not retiring. His wife said, well, good, I'm glad you made that decision while I'm still young and beautiful, and she divorced him.
Oh, brother.
In the process of divorcing him. So, anyway. So many things going on. The blizzard back on the East Coast has, in New York itself, two more people had died from the blizzard, bringing the total known dead to 27. A 27-year-old man had died of carbon monoxide poisoning after heavy snow covered the external furnace of his residence, so it, you know, it couldn't vent it out. They had recovered the bodies of 18 people in the city. I imagine probably some of those were homeless, I would imagine, that were out there, and they get hit with this storm. You saw like something like 5,000 flights or so many were canceled, so many more were delayed.
My cousin from Montana said that it was 12 degrees up there, and then it got down to 41 below one night.
I think it was Wyoming or Montana, one of the two. Well, it could have been, Wyoming or Montana had 167-degree difference in their temperatures this year from summer to winter. So is that 50 below with that wind chill? Oh, yeah. The only thing between the Arctic and Wyoming is a barbed wire fence. I mean, that's it. That's the only thing. They had 5 to 6 feet of snow in Erie County in burying homes and roads in Watertown, Hamburg, and Buffalo, New York. Knocked out power of tens of thousands of customers in western New York. They said they'd restored 93 of its 104 customers, 104,000 customers, 93,000 of its 104,000 customers. And they've got 2,850 restoration experts. So you got all your linemen out there working, and they're coming in from all over to hire them.
I appreciate those guys when they get out in that bad weather, man.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Of the 27 confirmed deaths, 3 were from EMS delay. 14 people were found dead outside. 3 suffered cardiac events while shoveling or blowing snow. 4 perished from lack of heat, and 3 died in a vehicle. Wow.
Collisions or something, huh?
And we're looking out here, and we've got rain. And the only thing we're doing is more rain, more rain. We need more rain. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, delays, something's happening and it's not working the way it should, give Patrick Gorman, a workers' comp attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. That's right. If everything's going the way it should be, it's just, it seems like it's, you know, they're dragging their feet to you, he'll tell you that. He'll say, nope, nope, this is going the way it should be, and you don't need a lawyer. Because once you get a lawyer into it, things change. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers, and Patrick Gorman is the guy that's going to fight for you. Give him a call, like I said, at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cage Fights are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. Be there Saturday, January 14th for a fight night you'll never forget. Primal Fighting Championships brings us amateur title and pro fights of MMA. In the cage. This action-packed adrenaline-pumping event sells out fast. So book your stay and tickets with us now. For tickets or complete details, call us at 280-UIN or visit windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 7:50 in the morning here on the 27th of December, about 52 degrees. It's raining. We're going to have rain, it looks like, the rest of the week. Lake Shasta's gone up 0.60 feet in one day. So everything's looking good that way. If you, hey, you know what? Electric cars. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. That includes electric bikes if you qualify. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Pat, you and I were just talking about electric vehicles. And it's a short informational thing on, I guess, YouTube. And they asked him, can electric cars bring us to zero?
What they call net zero, right?
Net zero, right. And the guy says, well, it's a pretty simple answer. He goes, no. And then he goes and talks about it, why. He says, electric vehicles are not zero emissions. What we've done is we've transferred the carbon release from our country, as we've done in the past, to other countries.
Exporting our liability and our pollution.
Right. You got it. And so it takes 300,000 tons of earth move to get lithium and then, you know, more for cobalt and all these other ones. And you've seen these things. Joe Rogan did a story about in Congo and what they're doing to the environment and the people there to get the materials. It also takes 300 barrels of oil to make an electric battery. And then we don't even think about how we recharge them. But then, but when you look at it, when you think of a electric vehicle being, zero emissions, you've got to look at where it comes from.
You have to consider all of that. Right?
And so if it's maybe zero emissions in Hollywood, but the amount of emissions that it took to get that vehicle made is horrendous.
Yeah,
plus the fact a lot of these minerals they're using are in short supply, or they're owned by, or they're controlled by people we would say are enemies of our country.
And they're using fossil fuels to mine all that. You know, I watched a City of Redding bus drive down the street, and I was reminded of what the woman told you last year. She said they're twice the cost and half as efficient.
Yep. And, we haven't really gone into hydrogen. And, people are now, they're starting to look at hydrogen, as some way of being able to have, zero emissions. But can you make a hydrogen car out of just ordinary type materials?
I don't know. They'd rust all the engine parts. It's a technology I'm hoping they'll improve.
Yeah. And the other thing is nuclear energy. We've got to bite the bullet and make the plant safe as they are. Like 97% of the stuff is recyclable, of the nuclear, of the uranium is recyclable. And just say, if you want safe, sustainable 24 hours a day energy that's cheap, go nuke.
Yeah.
And you're starting to finally hear about that. There's people who are saying, well, to make this happen, it's going to take nuclear energy. It'll take nuclear energy to provide the electricity to charge up those electric vehicles.
Right, and we have an abundance of water, which is what nuclear needs. It makes steam, and then it runs the generators, and we have, water everywhere in the ocean, and they pump it in and pump it out. It's the way to go, really.
It just makes sense. They're giving grants to build infrastructure, and you would think, well, that's a good idea. But they're basing it on it's called the Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or the RAISE program. It's encouraging applicants to consider how their projects can address climate change, ensure racial equality, and remove barriers to opportunity. They also tend to use RAISE program to support wealth creation and the creation of good paying jobs with free and fair choice to join the union, the incorporation of strong labor standards and training and placement programs, especially registered apprenticeships. But this is aimed at one part of the American society. And then you've got people like Ben Carson, who is obviously a very bright guy. I'd rather quite sad that we would use this excuse to funnel money in for their pet projects, the Christmas wish list of the woke left. They're singling out racial favorites. That really doesn't do anything. And we haven't even gotten into the discussion of reparations. We've never discussed it here on the air, but I think we should at some point, maybe early next year. And talk about just what is reparations? Who falls under this? How much money are we talking about? How do you prove that you're a certain member of society? I mean, it's only based at African Americans. I mean, if you're going to talk reparations and the Native Americans are left out, we had a campaign to exterminate Native Americans, and I didn't see any campaigns to exterminate African Americans in California, but yet we did for Native Americans. Now, you'd start talking reparations. Who gets it? And they're saying, they floated around the number, $883,000, which one person said, no, that's not enough. It's got to be $1 million. Is this to every family member? I mean, what are we talking about here? If you're talking about the equivalence of $883,000, maybe home loan, to help out with home loans, education, all those things that would raise the ability to get a good job, to live in a good area, all these things. To make up for some of the things that have happened in the past. But $883,000?
And would you have to prove your lineage, like through DNA?
Well, you've got to. And if you make so much money, are you, like, let's just say LeBron James lives in California. Does LeBron James, who is a billionaire, does he get the money also?
Well, to be fair, I mean, it shouldn't matter.
You can't
penalize people for making
money. If you've done well in your life, I don't know enough about it yet. But I think I'm really going to start researching it, and I have a little bit more time, and really get into this, and really try hard to get one of the people that sat on that panel or somebody that's associated with it. Tell us why. Because, when you only read certain things, I mean, you try and read it in the LA Times, and then, okay, but, other people are the thought of it really hurts some people because of the idea is that they came over as Irish immigrants and back in the 1700s also. And they were indebted.
Yeah, involuntary servitude.
Yeah, it was involuntary servitude. They were indebted. They owed 10 years of their lives, working under harsh conditions. I mean, it just because people were treated badly back in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, I'm not sure that, 125 years later, when so many changes have been made, why this is happening. Now, I could be just missing on a whole couple of chapters of
maybe,
why.
Maybe Susan can find someone that is involved.
Susan Wilson. Yeah, but you know what? Anybody that is in support of these things don't like to come on the show because they don't like the questions.
Maybe
they could call in. Well, they can call in. They can give a fake name. I don't care. We have other people give fake names, including my producers. I know I've got one of you on witness protection program.
And thank you for that, Carl.
I would never use your real name, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back from our break for the news, we're going to have Haven Humane and Mark Story with us. And Mark, have you noticed that he has grown his beard out and is just completely white? And you know what? He's bulked up for Christmas so he can play Santa Claus. I am sure that he has made so many kids happy. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
You're listening to KCNR or Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has signed a disaster declaration for Western New York State, reeling in the wake of a powerful winter storm that knocked out power and made travel impossible. 4 feet of snow fell at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, not scheduled to reopen until late tomorrow morning. The monster storm left more than 30 people dead.
Some in homes, others in cars stuck in the snow, and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says some on the street.
Who were trying to walk out during storm conditions got disoriented and passed away out in the street.
Officials are warning stay off the roads unless it's an emergency.
Correspondent Julie Walker, the storm delivered a knockout punch to Southwest Airlines, and now the Department of Transportation plans to take a closer look at its cancellation of thousands of flights.
The cancellations have left travelers stranded at airports across the country amid an intense winter storm that's killed dozens of people. Many airlines were forced to cancel flights due to the weather, but Southwest was by far the most affected. According to the tracking website FlightAware, about 4,000 domestic U.S. flights were canceled Monday, with some 2,900 of those being Southwest's.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Liar, liar.
New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos admitted Monday that he lied about his job experience and college education during his successful campaign for a seat in the U.S. House. The Queens resident had said that he attained a degree from Baruch College in New York, but the school said that couldn't be confirmed. On Monday, Santos acknowledged, quote, "I didn't graduate from any institution of higher learning. I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume." Santos had also said he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, but neither company could find any records verifying that. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Wall Street back at work following the Christmas break, and right now the Dow is up 63 points, while the Nasdaq trading 93 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback is not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Japan is tightening border controls against COVID by requiring mandatory testing for all visitors from China.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement days after the World Health Organization expressed their concern over a surge in cases in China. The rise in cases in China comes after the Chinese government largely abandoned its zero COVID policy. Meanwhile, in Guangzhou Airport, authorities are dealing with a new influx of visitors as the Chinese government scrapped quarantine requirements for people arriving from abroad. The loosening of restrictions in China has caused concern in Japan, especially since information from China on infections is unclear. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Iranians attended today's state-organized funerals for 400 soldiers who died in the 1980s Iran-Iraq War. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Researchers have identified two minerals never seen before on Earth.
They were found within a 15-ton meteorite that crashed to the ground in Somalia in 2020. The ninth largest meteorite ever found on Earth revealed the minerals in a 2.5-ounce sample taken and studied by scientists at the University of Alberta in Canada. The new minerals were named after the place the meteorite was found and the vice president of Arizona State University's Interplanetary Initiative, respectively. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Starting January 1st, many Americans will qualify for a tax credit up to $7,500 for buying an electric vehicle. The credit, part of changes enacted in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, designed to spur EV sales. However, a complicated web of requirements, including where vehicles and batteries must be manufactured in order to qualify, casting doubt on whether anyone can receive the full credit next year. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday. Today is the 27th of December. We have somehow managed to make it through Christmas with New Year's coming quickly. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Pat Karch.
Good morning. Good morning.
Has the
weather. What we're looking for this week, folks, is going to be really wet. Today it's showers and breezies with only a high of 53. The rain will continue, 50% chance tomorrow. It's going to be tapering down on Wednesday to 30% chance, maybe some sunny skies. And then as we get into Wednesday night, the likelihood of rain is going to increase 70% on Thursday, and Thursday night and Friday a 100% chance of rain with lows in the 40s throughout the week and highs only in the 50s. So it's wet, wet, wet. That's the weather report.
And it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's wet, it's cold. They are the ones to make sure you keep your house warm. That's right. They have so many different programs for people there. It's a locally owned, locally operated business. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck Kenny and his wife, Judy, and his kids are now in the business also. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and others. You need to give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, there's something that flashed. Oh, Pat, we sent out Thursday's show that you and Linda and Lou White.
Oh, my gosh. That was just wonderful.
We sent that out to people, to my sister, and she just loved it. The kids loved it. You know, we downloaded it and sent it out.
That's beautiful. Rhonda Culp told me that she fell asleep listening to that show and really loved it.
Oh, good. She was supposed to come by. But, you know, that's okay because, you know, people are going through a lot of sickness. And, I mean, I don't know if it's a sinus condition or what, but you know when your sinuses get maybe slightly infected, it hurts your teeth? I mean, it comes right down into one tooth. And, you bite into anything, and it's like, oh, don't bite there. And then your sinuses clear up and doesn't hurt anymore. So
that's good. Hopefully you'll get to
magic.
That point. It
it's
was
magic.
A great show.
It was a wonderful show. And people, if you missed it, go to our archives. Go to Man Up because we flip-flop Man Up. Man Up will be this Thursday. And with Pat and Linda and Lou. And just go and listen to the archives. And some great music, some stories, and all of that. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of great stories and all of that, I have Mark Story with me, CEO of the wonderful organization called Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Same back at you. I usually say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, I figured I'd cover both.
I'm covering everything.
Or all.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So, how are you doing?
Okay, yeah. It's, it's the holiday season, so it's busy, busy, busy for everybody.
Is this a tough time because I know the last thing you want is for people to come down and get a pet for Christmas, if they're not truly prepared to have a pet. Or do you see that much anymore?
Yeah, no, we still see it. The one thing that we really don't want is we don't want somebody to come get an animal, adopt an animal to give as a gift to somebody else. That's the bigger thing.
Okay.
People that come down and adopt right now want to add to their family. That's fantastic. We encourage that and want that. We're very full. We still have lots and lots of animals at the shelter all looking for forever homes. Some just fantastic, fantastic animals that are all there waiting to be adopted and get into a loving home. So we want people to come in and adopt. We just don't want them to adopt them for somebody else because it's a very personal thing. It's a very intimate connection that you're going to make with that pet, and you need to make sure it's a good fit. But we do have gift certificates that you can come in. You can get a gift certificate for somebody for an adoption, and then they can come in. And
that makes sense.
They can make that introduction. Yeah. They can meet the one that's them. They can have the animal find them, and they can find that animal, and then they can bring them home to their family.
The fact is that once you take that on, you've just said for the next 10, 12 years of your life, you've got to, your life changes. And as much as we loved our dog, mm-hmm. when we passed, we realized how much time the dog had taken. And not that we minded because the dog gave us all this love and all, but you realize it, that we don't have to go home every 3 hours, that we don't have to find a sitter for if we wanted to take off. With a horse, the horse needs attention too. A horse responds to attention, but if we can't be there for a couple of days, horse gets fed, horse, is taken care of and all that.
Depending
on where you keep it.
Where you keep it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And you would never keep it at a place that it's, that you wouldn't, that stuff wouldn't happen.
Well, right, but a lot of people have it in their own property, and then they have to go out and feed
then
them
they
and
have
take care
to,
of them.
They
every
have
day,
to have, just and, like, and that's the other thing. Right. Okay, so, let's get a house, we can bring the horses out there. Well, what happens when you leave? You've got to have somebody that's going to come in there and check on them every day because horses get into things.
Every animal.
And be fed. Yeah, every animal.
Every animal, no matter how big or how small, is going to be some kind of commitment that you need to make to them. And like you said, when you adopt a dog or a cat, you're looking at a 10 to 20-year commitment depending on the breed and the animal and how things go and how old they are when you get them and all that stuff. And it is a commitment. It definitely is a commitment. We want people to make sure they understand that going into it, because we see people return pets after 2, 3, 4, 5 years more often than we'd like, and we never understand it. I can, that's why I don't foster. If I bring a dog home in an hour, I fall in love with this dog and I'm ready to keep it forever. So I just know that I can't do that. So I will never understand how somebody can't make that commitment. Now, I understand that circumstances happen. People get sick. People have to go in homes. People have to change their lifestyle. And in those situations, I get it. It's not the option that they want, but they want to make sure the animal's taken care of, so they bring it back. But for me personally, I would never do that unless I was in a position where that was my absolute last option. And a lot of times it's not their last option, and it's disappointing, but we do everything we can to find them another home that hopefully will end up being a forever home. But yeah, we have so many amazing animals right now at the shelter that I've been able to spend a little bit more time with over the holidays, which has been great, and get to know them. And
what's your, do you have a favorite? There's one that always kind of sticks in your mind, probably.
I have a lot of favorites. That's the problem. I have a lot of favorites. I like Camille. She's a dog with a little curly Q tail. It looks like it got hurt when she was a pup, and she's great. There's some others that I really like that are there. There's one named Sheila that I've absolutely fallen in love with. It's a little pity, little brown pity, and she's small. Pity, and she is just the sweetest little thing, and when she gets excited, her whole butt wags. I'm talking about her tail was her, like, she's pivoting in the middle of her. It's so funny, and she's cute. We're going to talk about a cat named Camille that I really like. There's some other cats. I actually went in Christmas morning and cleaned cats in the adoption center, so I got to see every cat in the adoption center. And a lot of them are just absolutely adorable. And I spent time with each one of them Christmas morning, which was a lot of fun. And I want to thank the entire staff that came in on Christmas morning and yesterday morning as we were closed to clean and give the love and care that the animals deserve, because it was tough. So we got there at 6 o'clock Christmas morning and cleaned until about 10. And then headed home, and then somebody came back to check on them in the afternoon as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, but there's so many animals there, and really, if you have room in your household and you're looking to add a cat or a dog, and we also have one guinea pig, which is super sweet too. Let me pick him up when I clean the cage, and he's great. But or she, I'm not really sure which. Come on in.
Do they have long hair? Guinea pigs. Some of them do, don't they?
This one's not real long. It's big though. It's big. And it was super nice.
Was it big like a softball?
It was like this big.
That's like a small football.
People can't see your hands. Like a small Nerf football, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, a Nerf football.
That's... And I had to take him, her, whatever, out of the cage and clean. And, you know, they get kind of scared when you pick them up and stuff. And it was okay. You know, got a little scared. But once I put it back in the cage, I started petting him behind the ears. And he started kind of making noises like he really enjoyed it, which was
making those little
cool
guinea pig noises.
Yeah, which was really cool. I'm not super familiar with guinea pigs, so it was kind of fun. So really cool little guinea pig, but yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? Let's just talk about why. Great accommodations, beautiful accommodations, friendly people, gourmet food, activities if you wish to do that. They're very pet friendly, very pet friendly. The people there are, it's not an assisted living facility, so you have a bunch of active seniors there. For people with moderate incomes, and they have programs that everybody gets everything the same thing, but you need to talk to them about that. If you want to have a personalized tour, give Brian Martin a call at 530-221-2121. And think about this. Do you want to start next year repainting the house, blah, blah, all these things that happen at a home? Why not go to some place where everything's taken care of? And you can live a more full, more active life. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hit. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, dessert, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass,
superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. Good morning, everybody. 20 in the morning, 52 degrees. It's going to be raining all week, and we like that. Shasta Lake's gone up 0.60 since yesterday. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have so many new innovations. You don't have to travel down to UC Davis. You don't have to travel down to Sacramento. They have got so their ability to do so many things you used to have to travel for. TAVR valve replacements. They have something that, well, if you have congestive heart failure, that can warn the doctor up to a month ahead of time that you may be having problems. And the only thing you have to do is lay on this pillow, and it tells the doctor what is happening in your system. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center is getting ready to start a training program this year, bringing in eight doctors who are doing a residency right there at Shasta Regional, and they're going to do this every year. So you get eight the first year, eight the second year, and eight the third year, and it's a three-year program. It's a great things going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Mark Story, who heads up Haven Humane, which keeps the animal population kind of in check here, plus finds homes for so many animals. It's a no-kill shelter for dogs and working their way that way for cats. But you've got a cat there now named Cimarron.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Okay, yes. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon is an amazing cat. Cinnamon came to Haven in November with prolonged upper respiratory infection and eye issues. So, unfortunately, our vet hospital had to remove both of her eyes due to the damage from the chronic infection and injury. And so Cinnamon is totally blind, but she is an amazing cat. She's very loving. She's under a year old. She's still a kitten. She's about 6 to 8 months old, I believe. And she's really thriving in her community cat room. She's chasing around toys. She's playing with other cats. She is starting to get used to being blind, which is great. And she really is a sweet, sweet cat. She'll sit there and she'll just purr all day long. But one of the cool things is we put her in our community cat room, so you can come in and visit her. She's in the room with a cat named Peanut Butter, who is a very shy young cat. He's a lot bigger than she is, but he's very shy. He's still kind of fearful of humans, but they really enjoy each other's company, and so you'll find them together cuddling and everything else. Now, when I went in on Sunday and cleaned that room, it's just the two cats in there right now, and she immediately let me walk up to her and pet her, and she was great. But Peanut Butter... wasn't having it because he doesn't know me. I haven't met Peanut Butter before that. And he immediately went and laid right behind Cinnamon, and they just kind of laid together, and they were each other's kind of security blanket for a while. I didn't press the issue, but it's really cute, and it's really cool that she has that.
Is Peanut Butter Cinnamon's eyes?
Yeah, kind of. I think more security blanket than eyes. They don't have to go as a pair.
But they sleep together and they cuddle up.
Yeah, they don't have to go as a pair for sure. It would be great if somebody wanted to adopt them both. I think it would make a fantastic story. And honestly, I think it would help Peanut Butter adjust to a new home, honestly, more than Cinnamon. Because he is more fearful. Cinnamon is a lot more outgoing. But Cinnamon will do fine in a home by herself, and Peanut Butter would too. It's just going to take time for both of them.
I know this sounds strange because
Cinnamon has to be an inside-only cat.
Oh, yeah, of course. And can Cinnamon then find the find her little...
litter box?
Yeah, cat, yeah,
absolutely.
Cat box.
Yeah, there was no mess at all in there whatsoever. They okay, were using the litter box big time. Yeah, she smells. She knows right where it's at.
I guess if you show her where it's at.
Yep.
Well,
no,
you know, take
yeah,
her to
you
it.
Can show her where it's at, but she'll smell it. She'll know right where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really smart. She's going to be, once she adjusts to a house and gets the lay of the land for the house, she's going to be just like any other cat, except she won't see. So that's the only thing.
Well, that's good, because, see, I don't like cats spying on me. See, cats will come up and they look at you.
She definitely won't. She definitely won't do that. She'll probably come up and get in your face, but she won't be looking at you.
Well, that's okay because I know then she's not looking at me.
She is a great cat, and she's looking for a loving forever home. So if you know somebody's looking for that special cat, she is definitely a special cat.
How old is she?
She's about 6 to 8 months old. She's still a kitten.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, she's young.
Okay.
Yep.
All
she's
right.
Still young. She's under a year.
Oh, okay.
And Peanut Butter is young as well. So like I said, and they're both calico. They're both beautiful cats. And so if somebody wanted to get both, it would be awesome. But again, they both will do absolutely fine.
You give them a deal?
By themselves.
On two?
Yeah, adoptions are free right now, so I don't know.
Oh, adoptions are free, so
yeah,
you could take
I don't think
both.
You can get much better deal.
Well, you could.
Sure, you can get one for free, zero, or two for zero.
And an electric bike. And a cat carrier. Come on. Mm-mm. No, okay. All right. Well, that's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. We are still asking people through this week to bring in unwrapped toys.
Okay.
Stuff the Bus is over. Obviously, the holidays are over, but we will actually use those toys for next year's Stuff the Bus. So we are already starting to collect for next year. We love the Stuff the Bus stuff. We did a lot of toys this year for Stuff the Bus, which is fantastic.
We had the whole.
It was a huge success.
We had the office in here had hundreds of toys in here, and then we went over to NorCal Tractors and Equipment and filled up another box. Filled it totally up, and then all the stuff around it over there on a remote. Those are good people.
We have
a lot of good toys, too.
We have a great community. This community is so giving. It's absolutely amazing. And it's not just during the holidays. All throughout the year, this is such a giving community. So we're very blessed to be in this community.
You know, so going back to Cinnamon and Peanut Butter, here's an opportunity to get two cats that already have bonded. So you don't have to worry about them, you know, fighting over things. And I don't know. I just think that would be a great Christmas story or New Year's story. You bring in home two cats. One's blind, and the other one's got trust issues, but they're now together.
Yeah, and I think Peanut Butter's going to make a fantastic cat as well. He just needs to get comfortable and with people, and I think that he will. And I think that regardless, if you adopt Cinnamon, I think that will help. And if not, I think it's just going to take time with him. I would definitely recommend him as an inside-only cat as well. I think if you adopt Cinnamon, it would be best if you don't have any outside cats because she's not going to understand how come they get to go outside. It would be best if they were just all inside cats.
Cause every so often we have cats wander through the backyard. I mean, they're cats. She wouldn't. Do you think she would notice that, or she hears cats out there crying or something?
If you had an outside cat that was coming in and out or that was eating on the property outside, yeah, she would definitely sense that and know that there was a cat
okay,
out
yeah,
there.
Okay, yeah, but we don't have that. We
a
don't
cat
have
walking through the yard, she's probably not. I mean, she might notice it, but it's not going to freak her out too much. I mean,
okay.
She probably wouldn't notice it, to be honest.
Okay, great. Okay, now you're... I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take an early break. And here, because this is going to take longer, I know, the mashup. Okay, now, special event. On January the 21st, Saturday, the gathering begins for the Robert Burns Scottish Gala at the Red Lion Inn. It's located at, of course, Red Lion Inn on Hilltop, and it's Burns night. They're going to have bagpipes, they're going to have poetry readings, dinner, and Celtic attire is encouraged. Well, you know, kilts and
it's
stuff
not as
like
good,
that.
It's a kilt.
Oh, hoot. Anyway, for more information, give them a call at 530-547-5517. That's on the 21st. I got another one that's happening. Oh, now we're hearing the bagpipes.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Layton Borough, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, and take it easy. We were closed yesterday, and I was planning on coming back Sunday night, Christmas night, and Linda just looks at me, like she looks at me sometimes, and she goes, "So we're going to go to a Christmas with, you know, 30 people, and then take mom and dad home, not knowing what time it's going to be, and then drive home in the middle, you know." And I went, "Yeah." And she goes, "Rethink that." And she pushed my reset button right then, which wasn't nice.
You know, I got to be honest. I heard you talking about it on the radio show the other day. I had it on. And she said, and you said, "Well, on Monday we'll be doing this." She said, we're not working Monday. And you said, "Yeah, of course we are. It's the day." She said, "It's the day after Christmas." And in my head, I'm going, it's the federally observed holiday. Like, very few places are going to be open. And you're like, "Yeah, no, we're going to be there." And she's like, "Okay."
And so you knew right then.
Oh, yeah, I knew right then. There's no way you were going to be on the air.
Oh, yesterday. And then I start talking about the Christmas. Did you hear that?
No.
About the Christmases down there. I just went off on not just that, but on other things. And she's laughing because she knows part of what I'm saying, anything really funny, part of it's got to be true, right? And I'm going off on that about, you know, this. And she is rolling on the floor. Pat's rolling on the floor. And, you know, about Christmas and packages and, you know, all this stuff. But you're right. You know, on Friday, we had that discussion. And I went, and you know what? I am so happy that I didn't have people coming in here Monday, because I would have been dragging on Monday morning trying to babble about things.
Yeah, we're all recovering from Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, here's something else that's happening, though. I talked to you about the Burns event. Now, here's something that's happening on January 14th, and it's near and dear to my heart. It's the Shasta Trinity Unit of the Backcountry Horsemen of California. This is the group of people, volunteers all, that go up on the Pacific Crest Trail and clear it. They'll use chainsaws if they can, handsaw, crosscut saws if they can't. Like, there's parts of Lassen you cannot bring in motorized, you know, anything that's got a motor on it. So they use crosscut saws to do it. They brought in this one group of people to clear the trail, and they cleared it so a human can walk by, but a horse can't. So they had to go back and re-clear it to get up, you know, get that in. They also are the ones that take the fish up to all these lakes. Hundreds of thousands of these little, you know, fingerlings they take up on horseback and mules up to lakes. Anyway, we're having our annual dinner and fundraiser. It's going to be January the 14th. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's fully catered. It's at the Sons and Daughters of Italy. They're on Cedars Road in Reading. Limited tickets, but they're going to be at raffle, silent auctions, live auctions, private tack sales, you know, so you can bring your tack if you've got any. I'll be emceeing it and just looking forward to it. Anything from tri-tip to chicken to vegetarian lasagna. So it's going to be a good time, but you need to get your tickets. And so, give Larry a call at 530-526-0590, or look on my Facebook page, Free Fire Radio, and I've got all that stuff on there. So why don't you join us that night? There are just only so many tickets we can sell. So we'll have a good time. We'll be doing a good thing for our environment around here. I'm with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, and you have a YouTube channel called Mark's Monday Mashup.
No, I have a YouTube show, or a weekly thing that is on the Haven Humane Society YouTube channel.
Okay.
Called Mark's Monday Mashup. So every Monday we release a video, and basically it's me talking about the week before, the week ahead, what we got coming up. I introduce an animal and usually a staff member each week, and it's only, you know, 3 minutes or so. They're not too long.
It's not enough time because you are so entertaining.
I am entertaining on Mark's Monday Mashup.
You are.
I turn it up on that. I love my Mark's Monday Mashup.
And you do a great job.
Thank you. It is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. If you can, please get on there, Haven Humane Society YouTube. Please subscribe and like it. It helps us out it helps us immensely to get the word out and take a look on it. I think the one that came out yesterday, I talk about stuff that we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, which is loud noises on New Year's. The one last week, I talked about the rich food at the holidays and having strangers over that your pets may be, you know, uncomfortable with. So I usually talk about a safety topic if there's one, and then events that are coming up, adoption events, like I said, introduce an animal, which is a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. Coming up with the content each week sometimes is challenging, but it really is a lot of fun, and I really, really am thankful that they came up with that idea in development, and we came up with this Marks Monday mashup, and so it is fun. So please, if you get a chance, go on our YouTube, check it out, and if you can, like and subscribe, hit the notification bell, all that stuff really helps us out, and then share it with folks. It's a lot of fun. So, and our social media overall has really improved greatly over the last few months to year. So we're a lot more on Instagram. We are on Facebook, YouTube, that stuff. Jim, our director of operations, and you know Jim well.
Absolutely. You know, I never knew what Jim looked like because he came in during, he came in during COVID. He always had a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of knew what he looks like, but you're never quite sure.
Yeah.
And then
he
came in one day without a mask, and I went, Jim?
Yeah, Jim has been doing Instagram and Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and been doing some really cool stuff with, he did an advent calendar and the dogs for the dogs. And so the dogs got to open up a gift every day. He did a bunch of that. And then we actually did a really cool thing thanks to Haley Pike, who works at Caltrans. Haley is amazing. She was an employee with us for a couple of years, and Haley did a huge collection of dog and cat toys as well as treats. This is the second year she's done it. And then last Thursday, we put a bunch of the dog toys, all of the dog toys actually, in one of the meet and greet rooms, and we had a bunch of dogs come in and select a toy and take it back to their kennel. And then we went through and we gave every dog in the adoption kennels a toy, and every cat in the adoption kennels got one or two or three toys. So they all got toys, and then we gave them treats as well. And that was all through a fundraiser that Haley did. So thank you, Haley, if you're listening. We really appreciate that. And her mom and her sister came and helped out as well, and we appreciate all of them for everything that they do. And it was a lot of fun. We actually had our assistant manager in kennels, Heather, who dressed up kind of in a Santa outfit and gave out all the toys. And so there's a video of that as well. You can check that out on our Facebook. So our social media is doing a lot better. We really, really like it. We're trying to grow it even more. Mandy's doing a great job in our development department doing that. And we're all really helping out. So Jim and I are doing our thing with our local and weekly stuff. And everybody else is as well with stories like Cinnamon and everything else. So,
well, I'm on your page right now, which is why I haven't interrupted you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get the – I find the
What page are you on?
I'm on the front page, and it says we're all Team Haven, and that's cute. That's like,
wait, are you on Facebook? Are you on web?
I'm on the web. I'm on your website.
Yeah, we've got to get better links on our website. You can actually go to our Facebook too, but there should be links on there to our Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Okay.
Probably at the bottom.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to do.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so the YouTube channel, and you're right, though, about the New Year's Eve. You talked about that because it does get loud at times.
Yeah, that's...
And dogs, it's just like 4th of July.
It's exactly
that dog
like
that doesn't, nothing bothers it, all of a sudden clears a 6-foot fence.
Yeah, so animals are, they have two options. It's fight or flight, and whenever they have those loud noises, there's no fight option, so it's going to be flight. So what we definitely suggest is if you cannot bring your animals inside, which is obviously would be our first choice, maybe you can put them in the garage, maybe you can put them in a safe spot. If that's not possible, and I know in some cases it's not, then what we would ask you to do is go outside, walk the perimeter of your yard, make sure there's nothing they can jump up onto to jump over the fence, make sure they can't get over the fence anywhere, make sure there's no loose boards, make sure it's all in good operating condition, make sure the gates are locked. You know, just make sure that obviously, especially with the weather, because the weather is going to be questionable, sounds like, most of the week, make sure they've got cover, make sure they've got a way to get out of the elements so that they're safe as well. But they really need a place, especially on New Year's, because it is going to be loud. And just like 4th of July, we get a lot of animals that run. And the last thing you want is for your animal to get loose, get lost, come into the shelter, or worse, us find them and they get hit and killed.
Yeah.
And that happens every year, so please plan ahead so you can avoid
it
now.
And it's funny that we talk about this every year.
Yeah.
It's in the papers. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody talks about it, every radio station, every TV, everything, and yet it happens.
It does, and I think that, you know, you can prepare as much as you can, right, because you want to be as prepared as possible. But it doesn't mean that something can't go wrong. Maybe the fireworks are going off and you have your dog in the house and your four-year-old opens the door because they want to see the fireworks, whatever.
Yeah.
And the dog gets loose. That happens. So if that happens, we will be closed next Monday. But you can still post it on our Facebook. You can post it on Message Us because you can't post it. So send us a message. We will get that out as soon as we see it. One of my staff will see it, and they will get that out post the lost. If you find an animal, please keep that animal. Post that on our Facebook, and we'll try and make that match before we ever even open next Tuesday. That is the best-case scenario. We can get that animal home without it ever entering the shelter, which is exactly what we want and what you want for your pet.
And if your animal's chipped, you may never even know it's gone. And it's been found.
Right.
And it's returned to your house. There's a knock on your door, and there's your dog.
Right. And make sure if your dog is chipped or your cat is chipped that you make sure you keep that information updated, especially the phone number. That's really critical because they will call you. If you do lose an animal and you do all the Facebook stuff, you haven't heard anything, then on Tuesday morning, call 241-2550. Come on in. File a report. And we will make sure that we look through the kennels to see if your dog or cat is there. When we will also have you come in, file a loss report, give us any pictures, and we will do everything we can to help you find those animals because we definitely want them back in their homes.
Okay. You know, I'm thinking about, hey, Pat, we got to take a break. But, Pat, I think what we ought to do, seriously, is buy a little set of sunglasses, goggles for Cinnamon. I think so. So she'd have these little cool sunglasses on?
Only if you adopt her.
Only if you adopt her. I'm looking at her right now, and she is just a cutie.
She's really sweet.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, give yourself a Christmas present or a New Year's present by getting a haircut. And the only place you should ever get a haircut is at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Why do I say that? Because I've been going there for 15 years, and I've never had a bad haircut. I've always enjoyed the ambiance, the conversation, and just being a great place. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you make an appointment. You walk in, get your hair cut, walk out, or you can just hang around there and read the magazines. Either Tim or Logan. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's in the Cypress Square Barber Shopping Center. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Bright and shiny like a brand new car. I even took it with me when I went to school.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. She'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. Excuse me. And we have with us today Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking about things for the end of the year. Now, New Year's resolutions. I like this one because I have one of these. I think I found one.
That's awesome. So it's vehicles. So we have partnered with Cars, Inc. to donate vehicles. So you can donate a vehicle. It's really easy. Simply call 855-500-7433. Let them know that it's through Haven Humane Society, or you can go to havenhumane.org, and there is a link on there if you click on the ways to donate, which will take you to the link for Cars. It doesn't have to be running, doesn't have to be operable, it doesn't have to be a car, it can be any vehicle, and they will do everything. They will do the paperwork, they will send you the paperwork, they will give you a tax deductible receipt, and they will take the car off your hands. So maybe you got that car that's been sitting out back, and you're like, I don't know what to do.
We found one.
And there's tons of people that do.
Yeah.
So make that your New Year's resolution, and you can donate it to Haven, and we get a huge portion of what they sell it for, and they keep a small percentage of it, and they do all the work. So it's great, and that money goes to help out.
I went over
animals.
To a buddy's house the other day, and I said, whose car is that? And he goes, well, it belongs to this person, but they haven't driven it in like 4 years. And I said, well, why don't you donate that to Haven? And so he would like to do that. He's got to get hold of the owner, get the pink slip, but they don't have the key. But I don't know even if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think so. I think they can handle it as long as
they
have
the pink slip.
As long as they can prove ownership, they should be able to do that. So, again, havenhumane.org, and just click on ways to donate. It'll take you to that.
Okay.
Also, a lot of people want to exercise for New Year's resolution. There's nothing better than walking a dog and getting that exercise in with a dog. So if you don't have one, you've been thinking about getting one, and you're thinking, I don't know that I have the time for it, but I do want to work out, you can do both. You can adopt a dog. You can walk that dog. Every morning, every afternoon, you can walk that dog, and you can get that exercise, too. And really, honestly, having pets has shown statistically to lower stress levels. It really, really has, and it does make you a healthier person. I know when I come home, no matter how the day went, as soon if they're not with me, because they're usually with me, but when I come home, when I see my pup, especially my little Chopper, whatever happened, I forget about it at least for a while, and I start laughing because he's the most comical little guy, and he will tell me all about his day no matter what he did. He will bark at me and tell me about it, and he's talking to me, and he is just so comical and great. And then 3 hours later, I'll be sitting on the couch, and he'll come up, and he'll kind of huff and puff, and then he'll curl up in a little ball next to me, lay on me, and just want to give love. And that, to me, is the best way for me to end a day, regardless of how it is. And you'll find that with all of your pets, cats, dogs, guinea pigs, everything. They're very relaxing, and they definitely keep you much healthier.
I have grand dogs, and I pick them up every Saturday morning. We go to the coffee shop, and they get a dog bone, and I get a coffee, and they're waiting for me at 7:30 on Saturday mornings.
That's awesome.
Well, the government spent $187,500 on a study verifying that kids love their pets. And they wanted to verify the relationship between pets and children is beneficial to mental health. I think everybody knows that.
It is. And it also, when you have kids, you know, you can establish habit patterns and accountability with them too, because they can be responsible for feeding or cleaning up after or walking or whatever the case may be.
It teaches responsibility.
It does teach responsibility, and it's a win-win, because it's great for the family, it's great for the dog, and the dog or cat or guinea pig or whatever it happens to be becomes a valued member of the family as well. So there are tons of benefits, and believe me, the pros way outweigh the cons when it comes to that. Also, how you can help, Haven, I get this question all the time. And, you know, people always think it's about, we'll come in and volunteering. Well, sure, we'd love for you to come in and volunteer. And I want to thank all of our volunteers. This year has been an amazing year for our volunteer program. And each and every one of them are very special in their own way to everybody at Haven, because they do help us out and the animals and this community. And you can volunteer by going to havenhumane.org, clicking on the volunteer, fill out a simple application, and talk to Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator, and take the next steps. And it's not just walking dogs or socializing cats. There's tons of other opportunities, working in the hospital, helping out licensing, helping out development. There's tons of opportunities. But maybe you can't do that. You can donate. You can sponsor if your business is looking to sponsor. You can get a kennel plaque, which are going up on the dog kennels. We are sold out of cat condo plaques already, but we do have a few of the kennel plaques left for dogs, which are $250 each. They also make great gifts. And they're also good in honor of or memory of somebody or an animal that you've lost or that you have still, which my wife and I have done. But there are simpler ways, too. You can network our dogs and cats. You can get on our social media. You can look at Mark's Monday Mashup, and you can share that, and you can like that and give it a thumbs up. You can talk to friends and family who may be looking for a pet and talk to them and say, hey, have you looked at Haven? Hey, I saw this pet on Facebook today that's available. Look at this dog. It's so cool. I think it'd be great with your family. There are tons of other ways that people can help, and all of that helps us get closer to a North State with no more homeless pets, which is really our ultimate goal. We want to work ourselves out of this job. We don't want to have pets at the shelter ever. And it's going to take a long time. It's going to take the whole community working together. But it is our goal, and it's going to continue to be our goal until we have no more homeless pets.
We're just going to take the whole community, spaying, neutering, finding good homes for them. Wouldn't it be great that Mark doesn't have a job in like 2 or 3 years?
It'd be amazing. I want to thank really quick, because I know we're running short on time.
Yeah, we got like a minute.
I want to thank our entire team, the volunteers, the board of directors, all of our adopters, donors, our community partners for everything. But I especially want to give a big shout out to our staff. I know they feel underappreciated very often. If you see them out in the community wearing their Haven shirts, please thank them for everything they do. Like I said, they were there Christmas morning cleaning. They were there yesterday morning cleaning. They'll be there on the 1st. They'll be there on the 2nd. They're there every holiday. We're there 365 days a year, and they put their heart and soul into these animals that others unfortunately left. And they do such an amazing job, and I'm so proud and humbled to be a part of this team with these amazing people. So when you see them, please thank them. I thank them from the bottom of my heart, and I'm truly blessed to be on a team with so many amazing people.
Well, you know what? You get what you give out. And you give up, you know what, people, you don't know Mark as well as I do. And I know how much this man works to make this thing come off. And there, his feelings for those animals is real. Absolutely real. Thanks a lot for being with us, Mark.
Yeah, happy New Year to everybody.
Hey, tomorrow McConnell Foundation is going to be with us talking about things that have been going on in the McConnell Foundation. What's the future look like? Everybody have a great day. It's going to be rainy, and let's enjoy that. And God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.